Adam Murray is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. He joins us on the line today. Mr. Murray, thank you very much for joining us. The 2022 school year is now complete. How did the year go?
Well, Keith, again, thanks for having me on this afternoon. The school year went amazing. As a superintendent, my first year in the position, I was able to go to all the schools and share in lots of amazing events and experiences that our kids and staff are having and our communities were having. And you know, I've got a lot of highlights that I could talk to you about. And so just go ahead and ask any question that you've got, and I'll be able to share some of those highlights.
You bet, Adam. I guess the biggest thing here is, especially with this year, I guess we could call it the school year after the COVID before. From a school division perspective, how tough was it this year, especially with it being the year after COVID?
You know, and for a majority of the school year, I mean, we were still dealing with restrictions and mandates. And when that happens at a provincial level, you know, it people feel like they might be not on board. Maybe we're not going strong enough in their opinion, or we're not we're going a little bit too far. And what we tried to do was follow closely the AHS guidelines, work with the government, and then also the government gave us latitude to work with individual school communities, and we were able to do that pretty successfully.
Having said that, on the other side of the coin here, Adam, how much of it in your mind was it being a relief to get the kids back into the classroom?
Oh, it was an enormous relief. I've been an educator for over 20 years, and having kids in front of teachers, getting instruction, getting support, having a routine, knowing that they can count on school to be operating normally and taking part in extracurricular activities, getting extra help in math and science and language arts, having fun at recess with fellow classmates, that's so important, and I was just so happy that we got back into those routines this school year.
You mentioned some of the projects that were happening during the 2020 school year, or 2022 school year, excuse me. Mm-hmm. What were some of those projects? What were some of the highlights that happened this year?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been very lucky for the last few weeks. I've been going to graduation ceremonies around the school division. They're all in person. It's just so wonderful to sit in the arena in Manning or the school gym in Fairview and hear students give speeches, valedictorian speeches to the staff, laugh, you know, at students and their wittiness, you know, shed a tear for kids you've known along the way that persevered and through some really difficult times to get to where they're at on that stage, cross the stage and graduate. That's what makes it all worthwhile. That's what PRSD staff really look forward to. Every one of our staff members, from a kindergarten teacher to educational assistant to an office manager to our bus drivers, our goal is to get those kids to their graduation safely, soundly, knowing a lot more, having a lot of tools in our toolbox and our tool belt to be able to be independent. And having those ceremonies happen this year and the parades, the graduation parades, the graduation ceremonies was a nice way to finish off the school year. And, you know, it's maybe some of your viewers were at some of the graduations and they understand what I mean. It's just that feeling like we're getting back to normal. Yeah, we're going to sit down for 2 hours and it's all about the kids right now. And just making sure that we get back into those routines. It was very powerful for staff, let me tell you. A lot of tears and a lot of joy. And I know our kids are looking forward to the next part of their lives, going into adulthood.
Absolutely. I still remember my graduation. It was a big day, and it's also the first day of the rest of everybody's life. So here's hoping that everybody pursues their dreams and accepts their dreams
There's a few
for
more
them.
things too that happened at the end of the year, Keith. I mean, we had Eagle Feather ceremonies for Indigenous students and Métis students, and they happened throughout the school division. And we work with our local elders and Sagatawa Friendship Center to be able to share teachings with our students as they go into adulthood and as they receive an Eagle Feather. Those are really important. And just recently, I was invited up to Rudder's Creek to take part in a spaghetti dinner. I hadn't done that in a long time. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to go up and I'm going to eat some spaghetti. Well, no, it was a fundraiser too. And I thought, okay, well, it might take an hour and, maybe I'll bid on some things. Well, I think the community brought 20,000 items out.
Holy
And
moly.
I said, oh, I better roll up my sleeves and help out here because, people want their prizes and the community is, we're just waiting, right, to get back together and have a big community event. And so those are just the highlights that, that I can think of just off the top of my head. And, we had we weren't able to do our big gala for staff, our lawn service awards and retirement. So what I did was I went to every school community and did an individual one. But we're getting back into doing that for next year. But again, that individual celebration to pay respects to people that have been working with us, PRSD, for a long time and also retiring. It's important that we make those connections. And so those are some of the things at the end of the year that I, looking back on as, as special, and I'll never forget from this time period that we've all been through. I mean, I never would have imagined that I'd lived through a pandemic that would have affected the world. And let me tell you, we made it through all together, and it's in the rear view mirror. We've got a lot of lessons learned, but we're moving on.
That was actually my next question, to be honest with you, Adam. The foundations that have been reestablished, with this being the first full year after the pandemic, how much is there now to build on moving forward into 2023?
Well, I think we did a really good job. Again, when we were working with AHS and the provincial government, the education department, and Ministry of Health, we were really adamant that we give our kids social outlets, making sure they were able to participate in clubs after school, keeping our sports teams going. Ensuring that they still had those routines to look forward to. So Peace River School Division did a great job. We worked with our local school divisions in the area to say, let's keep these things alive for our kids, so that if they're in their grade 12 year, they have those experiences and they can take those on to post-secondary or into the world of work, because those are important too. That's part of the learning, right? And we had all those things going. We had provincials in the area. In fact, Manning, our high school in Manning, Paul Rao, sent a team, a volleyball team, off to provincials this year. They were hosted locally. So I'm really happy those things happened because that's the type of structure kids need to continue to be successful, to look forward to the next school year, look forward to the next milestone in their lives. So we were able to keep those going this year. So next year, we're just falling back into our old routines and making sure that we're offering a lot for our kids to take part in. And another thing that we really worked hard this year was to keep field trips going as best we could. And I was really happy. I'm happy to report to you, I was able to send a group of students from TA North to Quebec in the spring.
Oh,
They went
nice.
safely. We made sure that they were all going to be safe, and they had lots of chaperones, staff chaperones, parent chaperones, and they had that experience. And we made sure that the kids that should have went 3 years ago, they were able to go. And so the older kids went with the younger kids, and they didn't lose out on that really important experience. They go to a province where they're The main language is French. They're in French immersion. So, happy to report that we're getting the kids back into those routines, things that they look forward to. They're happening. Yeah.
Sounds like it was one heck of a fantastic year. The year after COVID, it was, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Adam Murray is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Keith, and hope to talk to you again soon.